What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday morning. Hope you have an amazing start to your Friday. I just got done working out with a sweet crew. We're working out with Chris Crone and his wife Colin and Trent and a couple other awesome people, and it was really fun, right? And man, it was just really cool to be able to hang out with some really cool people, get a workout in, start the day off right, and we have another big day ahead of learning a lot about real estate, learning about mindset, and putting ourselves in the best position to, you know, change the world, honestly, through taking care of our own financial freedom first, and then with that, being able to help take care of others. That's what it's really about. Is it's not about taking care of ourselves, but really like have the resources so we can take care about the people we want to take care of the social issues that we want to take care of. And that's what this whole thing is about, is like growing first and then being able to use the skills, being able to use the resources to share that with other people. But today we're gonna talk about energy, right? Because energy is not coming from food or sleep. And so here is why that is the case. But before we get into that, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, I'm a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so this morning I got up at 4 a.m. because in order for me to work out with Chris and the crew, I had to like travel 30 minutes, right? So 30 minutes away from our hotel in a place I'd never been and I'm not from. And so I got up even a little bit earlier because I need to give myself, you know, 45 minutes just to make sure. but that being said, we didn't get to bed till 11:30 last night because we were doing all the events festivities, and like just like as a reference point, like me and my wife Katie and our kids, we literally are in bed by 8 o'clock every single night. And so it was quite literally 3.5 hours before, after our bedtime. It's 3.5 hours I usually get asleep. And so, man, I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, and there was a long day at the seminar, and I had been screaming to my voice, is a little jacked up right now. I've been screaming and yelling and like having lots of fun, right? I woke up and I was like, okay, like I should be tired, right? I should be tired, but I was just freaking jacked. I was excited. I was like, I get to go work out with Chris and the crew and, you know, just go like have this experience. And it's funny because a lot of times, we as people, we think that, you know, it's the, like we get our energy from food, right? Like, oh, like I've been eating for a long time. Like I'm feeling low. I'm feeling hangry. I need to get some food, right? But ultimately, like our energy just comes from food or sleep. Like last night I got probably 4.5 hours of sleep, which is, you know, a little less than I usually get, and more than the doctor would recommend. But anyway, like it didn't matter, and because energy doesn't come from those two places, right? Now, where does energy come from then? If it doesn't come from food, or it's come from sleep, right? And the reality is, it comes from right here, right? It comes from you. It comes from your brain. It comes from your decision to create that energy. Say, I'm going to create this energy. I'm going to get it. I'm going to show up. I'm going to have some fun, right? And that's ultimately like, have you ever been in a situation where you haven't eaten, and all of a sudden you started like. If you've ever fasted, you've experienced this, but like you haven't eaten for, you know, 24 hours, 36 hours, 48 hours, and all of a sudden you just like get this like, boom, this jolt of energy, right? You start to feel really freaking good, and you're like, whoa, I haven't eaten in 48 hours, but I feel really good. And then same thing with sleep. It's like, I haven't slept in a long time. Now there's periods where you might feel down, but then you come out of it, and all of a sudden you start to feel really freaking good. And that's because ultimately, like, your energy doesn't come from those two places. It comes from you and your brain and your ability to say, I'm going to create this thing called energy. Like, energy is created, right? And that's ultimately like the biggest hack you can ever have, because it's like, oh, I don't feel good. I don't feel like it. Like, so what? Show up anyway. Like, you're the one who gets to create that energy. Like, just because you don't feel like it at the moment doesn't mean that you can't create it. Doesn't mean that you can't show up. Doesn't mean that you don't have to go. And this is ultimately, when it comes to weight loss, like people struggle so much is because they rely too much on their feelings, and they rely too much on the mind, as I like to call it, and those feelings, like they're not real, right? And just because you might think you're hungry or you might think you're tired, like show up anyway, right? Because that's ultimately your choice. Like you get to choose your attitude. Like if I were to tell you that. You're like, oh man, but Logan, I'm feeling really tired right now. I had no sleep. My kids kept me up all night. I'm not feeling great. I was like, okay, let me ask you this. If I were to give you $100,000 for you to show up in the next 5 minutes in peak state, excited like you just like won the lottery, which you're about to if you do this. You think you could create the energy for me to believe that you're worth that $100,000? And they're like, what would your answer be? Right? Hell yeah, I'll make it happen, right? Like, you'll show up for 5 minutes in your peak state, the best state, if I give you $100,000 to do so, right? And so ultimately, why is that? Well, it's because you have a choice, and obviously, and there's some motivation there. And so that's really, like, if you can start to think about that from that standpoint, it's like, you actually do have the choice, and you just gotta, like, sell yourself on why you should show up for peak state. And you know what? Now, there's not gonna be $100,000 sitting there in a pot of gold at the end of your day when you wake up and bring energy. Not necessarily, but the energy you provide you will go out there and create that $100,000. Or, same thing, let's talk about weight loss. Like, if you just were able to show up for the next 5 minutes, and I said that if you did, you would lose 30 pounds, right? Let's say 30 pounds. You think you could do it? If you show up for 5 minutes and lose 30 pounds, you're like, hell yeah, I'll do that, right? That's actually what you're doing. Every single day you make that decision, whether you're gonna go to the gym or not, whether you're gonna follow your meal plan or not, whether you're gonna like show up for yourself, like that's the decision you make every single day. It's like, I'm gonna show up for myself, right? And those little moments when you do those things, you do those consistently day in, day out, that's actually how you lose the 30 pounds. That's actually how you make the $100,000. It's doing that stuff day in, day out, even when you don't feel like, even when you don't want to, even when you're like, you have life going on, whether it be you don't get enough sleep, whether you're hangry, whether you have things going on, you're stressed, whatever it may be. Like, those are all feelings, right? And ultimately, you get to control your feelings. And you get to control your energy, you get to control your state. I think it's super powerful when you understand that like you are empowered. Like you are empowered. And so just because your body or your mind is telling you something doesn't mean that you have to listen to it. And so that's the message for today, is that energy is not created through external circumstances. I use food and sleep as an example, but it could be many other things that you might think that you get from, that you get energy. Maybe it's caffeine, maybe it's your coffee, whatever it may be. But ultimately, like, you create your own energy, and you make that decision every single day, how you're going to show up, whether you're going to show up. And just by like having that belief, or saying that it's like you're in control, man, life gets really, really fun. So hope that message really resonated with you. If it did, please like, comment, share, all the good stuff. We got a big day ahead, learning some more real estate, learning some more mindset stuff, and just excited to bring the energy, show up, have fun, and just continue to grow, right? You're either getting better or you're getting worse, you're either growing or you're dying. And that's what's fun about life, is that every single day is the opportunity to wake up, learn something new, have fun, and keep rocking and rolling. So, my name is Logan Manzanares. Happy Friday. I'm out. Bye.